This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christians around the globe are celebrating Christmas Day today, but it's also happening in space. Six astronauts living aboard the International Space Station are celebrating. Americans Andrew Morgan and Christina Koch have stockings, Santa hats, and even some special food for the day.
Well, Thanksgiving, we just had turkey, so for this holiday, we have special smoked salmon.
We had to come all the way to space to try to get away from fruitcake, but it didn't work. We got some anyway.
We have hot apple cider and hot cocoa.
Last night, Pope Francis celebrated Christmas with a message of love and a reminder that no one is perfect. As he delivered the Mass from St. Peter's Basilica, he told people, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A Christmas Eve tragedy in Florida. Police in Lakeland say three adults died in an apparent murder-suicide last night, but four children, all under the age of 10, were in the home at the time, and none of them were hurt. Police say they are safe and in good hands. Officers did not provide any details about a possible motive. President Trump says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping are going to be having a signing ceremony soon to endorse the first phase of a trade deal that was agreed to this month. Trump telling reporters yesterday the deal is done and is now being translated. U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer saying earlier this month that representatives from the two nations will sign the Phase 1 agreement during the first week in January. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg says his campaign will stop using prison labor to make calls soliciting support. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
More than 90% of local retailers across America, including the nation's biggest, are closed today, along with 4 out of 5 restaurants. While Walmart is closed for Christmas, many Safeway and Albertsons supermarkets are opened on shortened hours. Drug chains Walgreens and CVS are going to be open, as are most Rite Aid stores. Convenience store giants like 7-Eleven and Circle K open. And for restaurants, Denny's is open 24 hours as usual. And most IHOPs are open as well. Dinner houses include Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Morton's Steakhouse, and Benihana. Open, though online reservations are required at most of those places. Another airline on the globe is ditching the ladies and gentlemen greeting once you get aboard. Instead, the European-based EasyJet cabin crew is going to say, "Welcome everyone," to be more gender inclusive. The airline making the change 4 months after a complaint was filed by a transgender university lecturer, but the move is also sparking a backlash online, as some people call it a terrible decision and a ridiculous nonsense. Air Canada also opted for gender-neutral greetings a couple of months ago. And a fleet of 17 drones have been spotted recently hovering over eastern Colorado. Authorities there don't know where they've come from. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and good that you could join us as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. John Zemarek is with us, senior editor at stream.org. John, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. I saw a fantastic movie last night that might leave the theater soon. Richard Jewell with Clint Eastwood's movie, and yes. Critics savaged it because it goes after the media.
Yeah, not surprised that that would be the case. But hey, look at
people need to go out and see it. Support this movie. Watch this instead of watching the news.
Well, we interviewed the writers that inspired the movie. They wrote the attorney not him. It was Kent Alexander. He was the attorney general, I think, for Atlanta at the time. And then the other co-author was with the Wall Street Journal. And so their document, anyway, their book suspect on Richard Jewell was Clint Eastwood's. He leaned on that book for some ideas and getting the movie together. But I agree with you. I mean, this is an awesome movie.
See the movie if you want to understand the impeachment hearings.
Hmm.
Okay? Because you don't watch the impeachment. Don't watch the hearings. They're pointless. You need to watch Richard Jewell. Hold on a second. Richard Jewell is a cinematic depiction of exactly what is happening to President Trump, what happened to Carter Page, what happened to George Papadopoulos, General Mike Flynn, and what ultimately the elites, using the deep state and the media, what they're trying to do to all of us deplorables whose votes they want to cancel. They want to cancel us the way they canceled Richard Jewell, who was, let's remember, an innocent, honest, hardworking, blue-collar security guard living with his mom, wanted to be a cop, couldn't quite make it. He was working as a security guard at the Olympics in Atlanta. He was a religious Baptist, lived with his mom, had an adorable little beagle. He was proud of his job. He found the bomb that blew up at the Atlanta Olympics. He found it before it went off, and he got hundreds of people evacuated. When the FBI couldn't find the bomber, what did they do? They blamed the guy who found it because that was easy. And because he fit the stereotype. He's an overweight, white male, evangelical Christian, gun owner, Republican, probably a terrorist, in their view.
Yes. Amazing how they would connect the dots that way. But that's what we're dealing with today, to your point. And here we are looking at the impeachment, and it follows a uncanny format, doesn't it?
It really does. Now, I broke down crying five or six times during this movie. Richard Jewell is a simple, honest, kind, hardworking man. He's kind of American. Nobody notices, but each of us counts on millions of people like this doing their jobs honestly. And the system destroyed him.
Exactly.
It's a powerful movie. When you see the FBI tricking him into falsely incriminating himself. That made me think of General Mike Flynn when they faked his interview. When they raid Richard Jewell's house and confiscate his weeping mother's underwear, it reminded me of the Dawn SWAT team that raided Paul Manafort's home, even though he was cooperating with authorities. I thought of all the spooks, liars, crooks who try to crush Carter Page, George Stephanopoulos, Mike Flynn,
or Papadopoulos,
trying to crush Donald Trump.
Exactly. No, it is amazing how that pattern is replayed, and you see it. And that's one of the things that they've been doing, because they've been able to get away with it, you know, for all this time. And Richard Jewell, because of his training, his own sense and gut instincts. You know, right there at that time, there were 50,000 people in that center, John. 50,000. I mean,
only one person died and 100 people were injured.
Right.
You know what else I thought of? I thought of Mark Beasley Youssef. Mark Beasley Youssef was a Coptic Christian who made a movie critical of Islam. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton blamed the Benghazi attack on his video, and they looked up some charges on which he'd been released on probation, and they threw him in prison. They scapegoated him for the Benghazi attacks when Clinton knew perfectly well this was an al-Qaeda attack that had been planned for months before the video even appeared.
Exactly.
Now Hillary Clinton is sitting on hundreds of millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Black slaves are sold again in Libya. ISIS honeycombs the country, thanks to Barack Obama's humanitarian intervention. And you know where Youssef lives? In a homeless shelter. Another Richard Jewell. Another deplorable, destroyed by the system. What about Nick Sandman? If it were up to the media, his whole life would have been destroyed. You had CNN pundits fantasizing about punching his face, and you had people talking about contacting every college he applied to and telling them not to admit him. They openly said they wanted to destroy the life of the 17-year-old boy. For what? For showing up at a pro-life march, wearing a MAGA hat, and keeping his cool when a bunch of leftists got in his face.
Exactly. No,
that's what we're dealing with. That's the kind of evil. These are the principalities and powers that we face in high places in Congress today.
Yeah. And they are throughout. They are extremely on display. But it's also why they're freaking out right now, John, because of this 45th president. And I think by God's grace, they're being exposed right now. The light of day is falling upon their evil actions, and you can see them for what they are, and get ready. I mean, I think it's an interesting time that we're heading into 2020. It speaks of vision, and I think that we're going to see things a lot clearer in this coming year that is going to scare the holy what-have-you out of the Nancy Pelosi's, the Democratic apparatchik, and the deep state.
Yeah, well, they have to lose this upcoming election. We can't, even if you didn't like Donald Trump, even if, you know, you found him obnoxious, or even if you were upset at some of his policies. I've been upset at his policy with Turkey and Syria. We cannot let them get away with this. They tried to steal an election. They effectively did annul Trump's presidency in the sense of blocking everything he did for 3 years with these fake impeachment hearings and all these fake scandals and total democratic obstructionism. Imagine, Bill, if white Republicans had done this to Barack Obama.
Oh, Lord.
It would have been civil war in America.
Exactly.
But I think these people want a civil war. Well, they better be careful what they wish for.
Yeah, because the recoil on them is going to be tremendous, John. I really believe this. I believe that Nancy Pelosi has lost the gavel, and there is going to be such a recoil on this whole situation in much the same way that we saw happen here recently in the UK with Brexit. And
that's
you're
right.
Going to hear the American people say, hey, can you hear me now?
It was the same thing. It was elite saying, we don't care how you voted. You people are stupid and deplorable and vulgar. Your votes don't count unless you vote the way we tell you. And what we want to do is bring in millions of immigrants who will vote the way we tell them, because they're not used to the American system and they want public benefits. So we want to inundate your country with immigrants we can treat like campesinos. We want to treat you like serfs, and we want to hold on to power, whatever the price.
Exactly.
That's the Democrats today.
Well, that's their lust for power that Lindsey Graham called them out for during the Kavanaugh hearings, right?
Right. He said, you y'all sure do want power. I hope y'all never get it.
Well, but here, so close, John, so close. But I believe they've jumped the shark on this. They've been exposed, and the people will speak loud and clear come November 2020, and get ready, because I think that because of the narrative and the damage they've done to the American people, it's going to be tough on some people. There's going to be they'll be in shock, because they're going to have to reconcile the truth. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. John after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org, and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
As promised, fresh Christian Independent. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Zamara continues with us. GoStream.org for more information. John, to kind of wrap up this whole in impeachment situation, what Nancy Pelosi is doing in, you know, holding back, not wanting to immediately send the articles of impeachment that have been passed by the Democrats in the House. She's holding back, playing a game, because, you know, you talk about control, and this is one of the things that I was seeing. I didn't know how she was going to let loose of the control of the narrative and turn it over to Republicans, because we all know about payback. And just the mere mention of being treated the way they treated Republicans in the House, they are screaming to no end.
That's right. Well, this is holding back the impeachment. It's just a way of dragging it out, which this is a huge political mistake for them, and she's dragging it out to last longer because she's answering not to the ordinary voter. She's answering to the elite donor classes that control the Democratic Party and the small cadre of fanatics who support people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So you've got Antifa in the streets running riot, and you've got some bankers and tech execs and just snobs living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, who want the impeachment to happen. To them, it's symbolic. The people cannot be allowed to speak. If the people vote wrong, they're going to have to vote all over again. This way in Britain, they wanted to make them repeat the Brexit referendum.
Right.
And I don't know if a lot of people remember this. Various countries in the European Union voted against joining. And they were just forced to vote again and again and again until they voted yes, and then there's no way out.
Exactly. Well, here it is. As we know, there really isn't anything new in history, is there? It just keeps repeating itself.
Human nature is the same sewer it always was.
It's just, I know we sound senile, but it's just that, you know, it's hard to deny reality. John, let's talk about another article that you wrote about in stream.org. It's beginning to look a lot like Krampus, huh?
Yeah, this is kind of a fun one. Krampus is sort of an ugly character from German folklore. In Germany and certain parts, and other parts of Central Europe, in addition to St. Nicholas, they have this monster devil figure called Krampus. And while St. Nicholas brings toys to the good children, Krampus punishes the bad ones, either beats them with switches, or if they're really bad, he threatens to carry them off to hell. And to me, that's a good thing. Okay, that reminds us what the stakes were for Christmas in the first place. I mean, why did Jesus have to come? To save us from what? To save us from a horned, hateful accuser, the devil.
Yes.
So I kind of miss, you know, the dark figure of Krampus being part of a Christmas festival. But on the other hand, I feel like our culture has replaced St. Nicholas and the baby Jesus with Krampus. I even wrote a little Christmas carol, a Krampus carol. I'll just sort of read it to you. It's beginning to look a lot like Krampus. Everywhere you go, take a look at the Democrats and the streets filling up with rats, burning flags and tear gas clouds. Oh no, it's beginning to look a lot like Krampus. Porn on every phone. Well, that gives you the idea.
Yeah, exactly. You can get all the lyrics at stream.org. Just look it up right there. Go ahead,
John. So I imagine, like Macy's on 34th Street, and instead of Santa Claus, they have Krampus waiting for kids to come sit on his lap. And when they sit in his lap, he asks them what their gender identity is. Are they sure? Are you sure you're a boy? Maybe you could become a girl. Have you questioned your gender identity? And of course, the kids get scared, and then Krampus warns them about how not to be a hater, and make sure you're politically correct, or else we're going to say, where do you go? Where do bad children go? They go to the red states, where everybody's racist, and the food is terrible, and the people all dying of opioid addiction, and they're clinging to their guns and their religion. So basically, that's the culture. The culture, the elite culture, from Netflix to the Ivy Leagues to the tech companies to the Hallmark Channel, Santa Claus has been replaced by Krampus, and he's trying to teach the kids how to be evil. So I have a little skit there of a boy sitting in Krampus's lap getting good and scared.
Oh, Lord. You know, as satirical as it is, John, sadly, I mean, it's so close. It is so close what is happening to our culture that all we need is Krampus on display on 34th Street. Why not?
It would be more honest. I mean, yeah. Planned Parenthood is putting out candles with a unicorn that say abortion is magic. It's hard to satirize this stuff. They're really making life difficult for those of us who write satire because they satirize themselves.
Exactly. Well, and that's the deal. I often say that you can look for self-indictment. All you have to do is just listen to people, listen to them talk, and the very things they say, whether, you know, things that Nancy Pelosi says. I mean, forget about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is just a constant gaffe. But, you know, because, I mean, and you know, like this current round that has been brought up over this phone call with Ukraine, you know, Joe Biden, lest we forget, he's the one on tape saying, look, at unless you fire that prosecutor, you ain't going to get your $1 billion. And I got about 6 hours. So you got about 6 hours to make this decision. Otherwise, me and my money, and of course, I'll pick up my son, too, because he's on the plane, and we're leaving Dodge here. Right?
That's right. But now, because the president was a little bit clumsy trying to get the information from Ukraine, and frankly, he should have had his own Justice Department doing this investigation, not rely on Ukraine. My gosh, I don't want Ukraine doing my investigations.
No, not at all. But
message from them, and yeah. they make some wonderful textiles, and they've right. got some nice crafts and beautiful music and art, but I don't look to them for the rule of law. I would like to see Bill Barr really rip up the deep state. I would like to see the FBI gut it. I want to see the FISA courts eliminated. You know what we really need? And I wrote another piece about this at stream.org. President Trump's next appointment to the Supreme Court should be Sidney Powell. She is
yes.
General Flynn's defense attorney,
exactly.
or a federal prosecutor who quit over prosecutorial misconduct and abuse, wrote an amazing book, License to Lie, exposing it all. She is a fierce, conservative, fearless. She's the kind of person we need on the court to speak up for the innocent, for the Richard Jewells and the George Papadopouloses and the Carter Pages and the Mike Flynns of this world, who the deep state wants to chew up and spit out and leave as a brown smear on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
She has been a fighter for them. That's the kind of person we need on the Supreme Court. And
no,
I think President Trump will listen to that.
I think that's a good call, without a doubt. And I think the point of all this, John, you bring up a good point in terms of another appointment, because upon the reelection of Donald Trump, we're talking at least one, if not two more appointments to the Supreme Court by this 45th
right.
president. And this
what
is freaking them out.
Don't be safe. He thought Brett Kavanaugh was a safe appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we saw how safe that was.
No. Yeah.
Democrats are going to go after somebody as bland an establishment, Bush certified, as Brett Kavanaugh, what the hell? We're going to appoint Don Jr. But in fact, Sidney Powell is well qualified and would be a fighter for the innocent, for Anglo-American common law principles of innocent till proven guilty, of keeping prosecutors under control, and of reining in the deep state, which is working still like a politicized secret police.
Exactly.
East Germany. And if you want to really understand the deep state, rent the movie The Lives of Others. It's about the East German deep state and how they rigged elections and they controlled the country politically. That is the aspiration of these Democrats inside the FBI.
Well, I think that there's going to be a lot of disbarment in the future in 2020 coming along. And I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Weissman is part of that lineup because Sidney Powell, as you pointed out, called him out with clear evidence in her book, License to Lie. And look what happened. It got reproduced again in the Mueller report.
That's right. Well, when you set up a Rube Goldberg that's designed to take the law, chew it up, and spit it out as Excelsior, that's how it's going to operate until you dismantle the monstrosity. Devin Nunes called for the elimination of the FISA courts. Absolutely. They were an abuse that we approved in our panic after 9/11 that George Bush rammed into law, and some of us back in 2005 were warning how dangerous
exactly.
it was, if only anyone had listened to us.
Amen. Dr. John Zemarek, senior editor at stream.org. That's where you need to go for all the information. John, thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas.
This is sponsored by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Financial literacy is an important and necessary life skill. While we don't find it in every classroom, it has been a formal part of the American education system for more than a century, and momentum is building as more states adopt mandates requiring financial education in high schools. Billy Hensley, Ph.D., President and CEO, National Endowment for Financial Education, NEFE.
While there is momentum with states requiring financial education in high school, we need to make it a national priority and ensure that it's being done the right way. The earlier students begin learning about money, the greater benefit they will have into adulthood.
A NEFE-funded study finds students in states where financial education is required in high school make better financial aid decisions, moving from higher cost to lower cost borrowing options. Financial education increases applications for grants and federal aid, while keeping overall borrowing balances down. For more, visit NEFE.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christians around the globe are celebrating Christmas Day today, but it's also happening in space. Six astronauts living aboard the International Space Station are celebrating. Americans Andrew Morgan and Christina Koch have stockings, Santa hats, and even some special food for the day.
Well, Thanksgiving, we just had turkey, so for this holiday, we have special smoked salmon.
We had to come all the way to space to try to get away from fruitcake, but it didn't work. We got some anyway.
We have hot apple cider and hot cocoa.
Last night, Pope Francis celebrated Christmas with a message of love and a reminder that no one is perfect. As he delivered the Mass from St. Peter's Basilica, he told people, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. We've got America's Money Answers Man, and what a great time to have him. I mean, at the end of the year, when a lot of end-of-year decisions are coming up, and we're looking forward to 2020, there's just something about, Jordan, I got to tell you, there's just something about 2020. I mean, it speaks of clear vision. Is there something prophetic about the year 2020?
I think it's coming together very well.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a fantastic Christmas holiday spending season. People's unemployment's at the lowest rate in 50 years.
Wow.
Interest rates are still low. The stock market's been soaring to one high after another. Real estate prices in general are doing quite well. We have a shortage of workers, a shortage of jobs.
Right.
We've got some new things that have happened. Now you're going to get this USMCA. We're finally going to get kind of the new NAFTA. Mm-hmm. Where you're going to have, it's going to open up markets for U.S. goods and also be good for labor, for environmental reasons. Just all around, it's going to be very positive for the free economy.
Is this all up on the USMCA? Are there things that we need to keep an eye on in terms of, you know, anytime the government gets involved in things, you know, we find out a year or two later there's some, oh gosh, you know, we forgot to, you know, check that box, and we end up with some unintended consequences. I guess maybe the cautionary tale is we need to go into this with eyes wide open. I know a lot of us, and I'm guilty of this as well. I think the USMCA, you know, compared to NAFTA, puts us on such a better road, but I haven't seen the final documentation, but I'm cautious.
No, it's over 2,000 pages, so there's a lot in there, Bill.
Yeah, okay. So,
it, but,
so
for example,
but it's not quite as bad as Obamacare. You might be able to understand, you know, one page to the next as opposed to
maybe
one sentence to the next as opposed to what we had to endure with Obamacare.
But, I mean, just for example, it means that a lot of cars have to be made in the U.S., instead of exporting them to Mexico. That's just one of many examples. It's going to make it easier for us to export our agricultural goods to Mexico in various ways. There are all kinds of things with Canada. For example, they've been protective of their dairy industry. Mm. That's being knocked down. I mean, there's many, many different things. But overall, it's going to be good for the U.S., I think, in a lot of ways, which is going to spur our economy. It's been unclear whether that was going to happen or not. And now that it finally is going to happen, that gives us a sense of clarity on that front.
You got to appreciate the comedy of this, though, right? I mean, all
on
this Monday,
right?
On the same, within minutes, I mean, or hours, within an hour. I mean, they're going to impeach the guy because he's the worst ever, and he's violated the Constitution. I mean, we should just hang him right now. And then an hour later, they're going, hey, kumbaya, we're going to work together. We've passed the USMCA. You are driving me nuts, Democrats.
I think what it was is Nancy Pelosi did not want the members to go home without anything to show for it.
Exactly.
To show impeachment would not get people too excited, you know.
Yeah,
so
no.
The USMCA, they're doing some other things too. They're going to lower drug prices, supposedly. They're going to do care after babies, you know, that kind of thing. So they're trying to go home with something practical because otherwise, I mean, it's so clear the impeachment's going to happen in the House. It's not going to happen in the Senate. The stock market is pretty much ignoring the whole sideshow because it's not going to affect anything.
Right.
And that's what we're going into. I mean, during January, we're going to have a trial in the Senate, maybe 2 weeks or so, and then it'll be over. We know the outcome already.
Yes.
Everybody's clear. Right. And then off we go to the Iowa primaries and into election season. That's basically what's going to happen.
And we'll see how bloody it could get, because you got to know now that the shoe is on the other foot. For all the bruising and blood of the president they shed, you're going to tell me that the Republicans aren't going to demand their pound of flesh?
Exactly. Well, that's right. I mean, it's been very divisive, which is exactly what they said going into the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the tone of the election. Now, it's unclear on the Democratic side who's going to come out of this. I mean, it's very possible that you could have a different person winning Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, and then you've got Super Tuesday, where Bloomberg is getting ready. Mm-hmm. So it's really possible you could even get to the convention, and the Democratic convention, and not have a winner already done in advance. You could have a brokered convention, which would be kind of crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, which would weaken the Democrats a lot going into their election.
As if they're not already weakened, because their whole narrative and message has been so compromised. I mean, Kamala Harris kind of suggested it, and a couple of the other candidates who are no longer have suggested that the oxygen in the room has been absorbed by this impeachment,
right.
Their message has been compromised. And so, you know, if that's the case for them, even if you're Joe Biden, I mean, we tune in Joe Biden just to see, you know, what the latest gaffe is.
Exactly. So that's all kind of a sideshow when you think of the markets. The other big thing is trade with China and what's going to happen there.
Well, you and I talked about USMCA comes down.
Right.
You know, Japan's already in line. They've already said, hey, we're ready to make a deal. So you get Japan. There's a couple of European partners that said, okay, we're ready to play nice. Let's go. We get that. And then, you know, the pressure.
It puts us in a stronger position with China.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. This is what we've talked about. So this is starting to come about just as you and I predicted.
In addition to those strong unemployment numbers, too, with the U.S. economy getting stronger and the Chinese economy getting weaker, it puts us in even that much of a stronger position. Now, these tariffs may or may not happen on December 15th. Depends on what happens between now and then. But even if they do happen, that's going to put even more pressure on China.
Because
that's 25% tariffs and about $160 billion worth of goods that currently do not have tariffs. So that's really going to make them very, very desperate to get some kind of a deal, because they are being hurt by this a lot, and we're not being impacted that much. Some areas, our farmers are being hurt, but overall it's not impacting us as much, nothing close to what's happening in China.
As much as the farmers, you know, are you know, and I don't blame them for being a little frustrated, even though we're happy as a country. Let's help them out. Let's get them through this deal. I mean, they understand they're taking a bullet here, and it's not everybody's up there singing all 52 verses of Kumbaya. I get it.
Right.
You know, they want to be working. They deserve to be working. But look, they've been taken advantage of for decades now. And, you know, if not now, then when?
Right.
We'll just continue, just fold up, lie there in the fetal position, sucking your thumb, and we'll wait to do this down the road. But Donald Trump has called the question, and we're this far down the road, and I think we're pretty close. I think President Xi says, hey, this guy ain't going to fold. And, and we're not real confident that come 2020 that we're going to have new management to deal with.
It would be worse for them, actually, because President Trump is willing to make a deal. And if we have the outlines of it, they buy a lot of agricultural goods. They respect intellectual property a bit more. They let U.S. financial services companies come into China. They stop fentanyl. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do. That would really, and if that would happen, combining that with the USMCA 2020 is going to be a fantastic year.
Unbelievable. Jordan, the other thing, too, the genius of Donald Trump, this is being overlooked. Of course, the media is not to be, you know, not reporting on this because you mentioned sanctions. The
right.
sanctions that will come upon them if the president decides to pull the trigger, even though it's December the 15th, some, they don't know. You know, they don't know the game. I mean, they're knuckleheads. They go, oh, it's going to impact Christmas. No, those purchases have already been made. Those
Correct.
Are in the warehouse. So that any sanctions that hit on December the 15th, we're beyond the holiday season. We're still going to be able to maximize that without any influence of the sanctions coming into play. To me, this is genius. I mean, Trump knows the calendar. He's playing this out in such a way that, you know, a lot of things are in our favor right now. And this
yeah.
is because of Donald Trump and his administration and what these guys are doing.
He set it up in the first place to be December 15th, knowing that by then all the Christmas gifts were already in the warehouse, as you put it.
Well, and he warned everybody. He said, look,
right.
if you're going to be making, you better make your purchases early. You
right.
better stock up because, you know, we're going to have to batten down the hatches if it comes to that come December the 15th.
Right. Well, but the Chinese even more so. So hopefully it'll bring them to the table. There have been very hopeful signs. We just hope we actually get past this and get a phase one deal.
Exactly.
And combining that with USMCA, everything we talked about, soaring stock market, housing, low interest rates, record low unemployment, great way to start the new decade.
Exactly. And credit card usage soaring.
Soaring. $50 billion a month in new
So we're going to, and we'll talk to you next month because you're going to need
the
some
bills
help.
Are coming in.
Right, exactly. When you open up those bills, you're going to say, you know, Bill and Jordan, we're right. Where are you? We need your help.
Exactly. So anyway, I've been glad to help your listeners all year and glad to do that. They can always go to moneyanswers.com, ask me all kinds of questions, all kinds of resources to help people. We've had a great time this year and on to the
exactly.
next decade, Bill.
And I want you to know, Jordan, how much I appreciate you. You have been just such an expert resource and a blessing to our audience.
Well, I love to do it. There's a lot of resources out there that people don't know about. I love to bring to them.
Well, great job. Appreciate it. Jordan Goodman, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holiday, buddy.
Very good. Thanks so much. Talk to you next year.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI
tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you. Are you ready for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen? Hang in there, okay? Do not grow weary in doing good. And for some, you can't blame them. As in the case of David DeLeiden, you heard us reporting on David and the situation. We've been trying to get him on, but we have his attorney on with us, and Tom Brecka will be here in just a moment. In a gross miscarriage of justice, to give you some background, a jury in San Francisco Federal District Court has sided with Planned Parenthood over pro-life citizen journalist David DeLeiden, awarding the abortion giant $1.4 million in damages on racketeering charges, $870,000 in punitive damages, and presumably millions of dollars in attorney's fees on top of that. And the verdict, of course, the worst-case scenario for DeLeiden, who spent 30 months leading an undercover investigation that captured video evidence of Planned Parenthood conspiring to illegally harvest and sell aborted baby body parts. With us right now is one of David's attorneys, Tom Brecka. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, this is astounding. I mean, we were in shock when we heard the news of this report. I mean, in shock in part that there's just you can't square this up with the idea of what we believe justice to be.
Well, the issue as framed by the judge, and by the way, he's a judge who pretty much helped to found a Planned Parenthood clinic in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We asked to have him recused, and he stubbornly refused, and we've got no relief in that regard. But from the get-go, he said this case is only about the tactics used by the defendants eliminating any proof about what they accomplished, the truth or falsehood of, the depiction of what's going on inside these Planned Parenthood and other clinics was ruled out of order. That's irrelevant. And the plaintiff's abortion lawyers successfully argued to the jury that our defenses were mere distractions. Follow the instructions Your Honor gave you, and the judge, in fact, ruled the First Amendment completely out of the case. He said there's simply not a defense to what the defendants are accused of doing in this case. So the deck was stacked, and, we were uphill all the way. We scored a lot of points. Planned Parenthood, by the way, stipulated that what was shown on the videos was true, that whatever words people spoke were in fact spoken by those people. And you recall, I'm sure your listeners remember, the infamous restaurant luncheon,
exactly,
eating salads, sipping wine, and talking about dismemberment of babies' bodies. It's just awful.
Right.
And when that that one video was allowed to be played, others not, but that on that video, the abortionist Deborah Nicotola, who was their nationwide head of the abortion business, when she was talking about crushing above, crushing below, the targeted organs, which they wanted to harvest for money, one of the jurors put his face in his hands. So we had hopes that we could get somebody to take a moral stand on the jury, but after a few days, they relented and followed the judge's instructions,
right. Tom Brekka is our guest, president, founder of the Thomas More Society, the nonprofit public interest law firm. They are underwriting and spearheading David DeLayden's legal defense. Tom, where to from now? Where do we go from here?
Well, we're still in front of Judge Orrick. It's not over till it's over. And what he did was separate out one of the many counts in the complaint brought by Planned Parenthood and its affiliates, and that is an unfair competition complaint, as if these were businesses vying for a share of the commercial market. And we're to tell the judge in a few days if we're going to offer any more proof different than what's been offered before. And then he's going to decide if there's going to be another hearing. This will be to get an injunction, a decree, that may, if the plaintiffs prevail, bar David from releasing any more of his videos ever again. I mean, the stakes here are great. David says he's a citizen journalist. He investigates, finds things out, and publishes about them. Mm-hmm. That's what journalists do.
Exactly. And, oh, yes, by the way, the selling of baby parts, illegal still, right?
Absolutely illegal. And while the other side continues to insist that these are simply covering their expenses, then how do you justify their charging so much money depending on the baby part involved? Is it a lung? Is it a...
Yes.
Soles of feet. It's just awful when you read these. They have menus that have been put out and circulated. So much money per organ. And, on that awful luncheon video, you recall her comments like, liver is really big now. I mean, there's a lot of demand for that. Well, that's not covering your costs. Your costs are going to be the same.
Yes.
And yet they want to charge by the product, by the item.
Yeah. And she talked about buying and driving around in an expensive car, sports car.
Well, that was the second video put out. This is back in 2000. How many years ago? 4 years ago.
Amazing.
Mary Gatter, one of their senior abortionists in the Pasadena, California clinic in Southern California, she said, half jokingly, I'd like a Lamborghini. So you see, they were certainly talking about commercial value of what they...
Beyond covering expenses to the point.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than that, Bill, there is proof that we weren't allowed to put on the witnesses in this civil trial, but we did put them on. There was a preliminary hearing in felony court. David and Sandra Merritt are charged with 15 felonies. Those charges are still alive. We're were going back to San Francisco on the 6th of December to hear the judge's ruling as to whether they must submit to another jury trial. This would be a criminal trial.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he let the, it was a non-jury hearing, but we had witnesses allowed to testify about babies being born alive and their body parts, their hearts, while still beating, being harvested. Horrible stuff. That's infanticide.
Exactly. Well, Virginia, the governor of Virginia said, we're just offering comfort care. I mean, this is where this is going. And meanwhile, abortionists are in a full-blown panic. And we had a situation here this week in Port St. Lucie, Florida, where I'm based out of half the time, where they had moved a facility into this small bedroom community from Stuart, Florida, to Port St. Lucie, and people came out in droves, and the city council felt like they could do nothing about it. They said, well, they're opening up as a medical facility. Well, yeah, but you know what they're going to do, and there were petitions like you cannot believe. Thousands were filled out by local churches and interest groups throughout the city to do what they could to keep Planned Parenthood out of the community. But it looks like they're going to go forward. The city council said there's nothing they can do about it. But of course, for them, this is tax revenue, the way they look at it. But what they're bringing into the community is absolutely insidious.
Well, this has gotten to be their modus operandi, their MI, as the homicide investigators would say. They come in surreptitiously. They misrepresent what they're going to do with their construction project. They say that it's this or that, a medical facility or a nonprofit charity or whatever. And then maybe there's inside dope given to the officials involved, and there's always money available. It's a cash business, it's too bad. Lawyers ought to be looking at these things closely because they flout the zoning laws repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, Tom, at this point right now, you're still dealing with the Ninth Circuit. Is that where you're at right now with this?
Bill, it's the Northern District Court of California.
Okay.
Federal court, the state criminal case is brought by the Attorney General in state court. So it's a double-barreled attack on these folks. Not only do they want to bankrupt them and make them live under a bridge for the rest of their lives, but they're trying to put them in San Quentin Penitentiary. So our work is cut out for us. The judge ruled the First Amendment out of bounds, irrelevant.
Unbelievable.
That's the heart of a really good appeal we've got, and it's going to be, again, an uphill battle, but, I got into this business by defending a racketeering case that took 28 years, three trips to the Supreme Court.
Well, God bless you.
After activists based in Chicago, and we're confident that we're going to prevail, ultimately. Sooner, I hope, than later.
Right. How's David doing? This has got to be tough on him.
He is definitely under a lot of stress and pressure, but he is a resilient, extremely bright fellow, very able, determined, outspoken. He's not going to be deterred in the slightest.
Well, please pass on to him. I've been trying to get him on the show, and I understand why he cannot come on. But many of us are praying for him, that God's peace would surround him and be with him through this ordeal, because what your organization, the Thomas More Society, is doing, and your efforts, and everybody else on the team, and David, and those associated with his organization as well, you're fighting the good fight. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, and dealing with something as academic as a First Amendment right, this is amazing that this is where we are. But this is the 21st century America we live in, right, Tom?
Well, we've got to keep us on the rails.
Exactly.
Tom Brecka. Destination, I hope.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.